The National Party believes new legislation empowering courts to ban criminals accessing firearms will be a complete flop. National's police spokesperson Mark Mitchell says his party supports the legislation, but it is a missed opportunity. He says police could have been given more powers to seize illegal firearms from gang members. Mark Mitchell joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell.
Hey, good morning, Corey. How are you this morning?
Very well, and I guess there have been events to do with the National Party and the National Party caucus over the last 12 hours or so with Sam Uffendale, and I guess I need to ask you for your response to that. As you just would have heard in that interview with Bridget Morton there, this must be incredibly disappointing for the National Party caucus to be going through this type of thing again.
Oh, look, it is tough, but and the only information that I got is that last night the whole caucus received a message to say that someone else had come forward with some allegations that had been made against Sam. And, in all fairness and natural justice, our leader, Chris Luxon, had decided that there needed to be a formal inquiry into that. He has stood Sam down from caucus until that is done. And from what I understand, that's going to be the expectation is that will be completed in the next fortnight.
Do you have concerns as a National Party MP about the selection process?
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, it's only a natural question. So let's go back and have a look at the selection process. However, we were briefed by the President, and it did appear like Sam had been completely transparent and upfront about his actions as a 16-year-old at King's College, and that there'd been an in-depth background check done and inquiries done to ensure and for them to satisfy themselves that there weren't other issues. But of course, we're now faced with a second allegation. It is an allegation. Sam has, from what I understand, has said that no, that didn't happen. But it's important that actually there is a proper inquiry to establish exactly what did happen.
Okay, and just to reiterate, we will be speaking to Leader Christopher Luxon about this issue just after 7 this morning. So let's get back to the issue at hand here of the firearms and the protection orders. You voted for this legislation, but you don't believe it goes far enough. Just remind people the bit that you wanted to see go further in terms of the ability to sort of seize or do warrantless searches of gang vehicles and this sort of thing.
Basically, Corin, there are no new powers in this legislation for police, and the firearms prohibition order is meant to be targeted at getting guns out of the hands of gangs, and we've seen a massive increase in gun violence and gang violence in our country over the last 2 or 3 years. And so the legislation doesn't provide them any new powers. It quite simply means that a judge now, not the police, but a judge, can actually apply a firearms prohibition order to an offender if they meet one of the qualified offences, which are serious violent offences or sexual offending. So both us and the police association said it's really meaningless. There's no new powers. They really have to have a warrantless search power so that they can actually stop gang members.
So you want a police officer to be able to make the call in the heat of the moment to stop a car and search it?
We want a police officer to be able to stop a gang member that's got a firearms prohibition order against them, to be able to stop them and ensure that they are compliant and they're not carrying a firearm and they don't have a firearm in the vehicle.
It might not be a gang member, though. You know, it might be someone else who's got a firearms protection order, and is it just that they've got the order against them that is reason enough to stop them and search them?
Yes, absolutely.
No other reason?
No, the existence of a firearms prohibition order, which means that they have committed some sort of violent offending one of those qualified offences, that is enough for a police officer to be able to stop them and search and make sure that they are being compliant with that FBO.
You'd be aware that there were concerns raised about this, weren't there, in Australia about their use of that current provision?
Well, the Australians realised that if they didn't have that, then it was ineffective, and it's been effective in Australia for that reason. They've been able to stop the flow of firearms, they've been able to recover them, they've been able to put more pressure on the people that are doing drive-by shootings, and we've had two firearms-related homicides in the last few weeks.
Just finally, I mean, you'll be aware that I think, you know, one of the concerns raised about this is that there will be a disproportionate number of Māori who could be affected by this. You could understand how some Māori would be nervous about the ability of police to be able to carry out these warrantless searches at their discretion?
Look, the debate was, at the end of the day, Colin, the police have to deal with the situation that's put in front of them. You're talking about the social issues that we have to deal with as a country, and they're important, and we've got to be able to deal with those. But the police have to deal with public safety, and they're colourblind. They don't have a choice in terms of who they're going to deal with, who's choosing to be a violent offender, who's deciding to join a gang, who's deciding to carry firearms. Their job is to keep the public safe. And actually, at the moment, we've got a huge spike in gang-related and firearm-related harm in this country, and the police need to be given the tools to be able to do the job.
And just for, you'll do that if elected? You'll do that straight away?
Absolutely.
Mark Mitchell, thank you very much for your time. The National Party's spokesperson for police.